Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And we welcome you into the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show. Taking you up till 8 o'clock tonight, we got NFL football. Kansas City Chiefs are in Denver tonight. Pregame at 8 o'clock, 8:20 kickoff. We're streaming online at 929thegame.com. So you can catch us live, replays of the shows, breaking sports news, finest sports moments. It's all there on the new improved website, 929thegame.com. Download your radio.com app. By the way, the app has a new cool feature to it if you haven't seen. You can listen to the show live, but then you can actually go back and like re-listen to something, even like in real time. Like you can click back like whatever it is, 10 or 15 seconds previously on it. It's a pretty cool new feature. So download your radio.com app if you're on the go, want to catch us on the go. Or like I said, I think it holds it for a 24-hour period that you can go back and listen to certain segments and certain things right there on the app. It's a pretty cool deal that they've got going on there. Social media, everything's at 929 The Game, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Follow the station on all the different platforms. The best way, as always, to follow this particular show is through our personal Twitter handles. I am at JMCH316, at JMCH316. That's all your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. He is behind the glass producing the show tonight. Jarvis is in the building at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. So several things to get into is we do just have the 1 hour with you tonight. We will be back tomorrow for a full show, so no high school football action tomorrow night. So we got the full four, so we'll get into a lot of – we'll do a lot of previews. We've got to have a very busy show. Be talking to Atlanta United. We'll have our weekly chat with Dave Cohen. So a lot to get into. Preview the Falcons. Yes, we will preview the Falcons, unfortunately. I do have some Falcon stuff coming up at 7:20. But I want to get into tonight in this first segment. There's been some reports, and start with an article by Christopher Smith, who is at, I guess, masslive.com. Title of the article says that Boston Red Sox trading Mookie Betts seems like a realistic possibility. Now, Red Sox chairman Tom Werner recently said about Mookie Betts, we'll have some conversations with him going forward because Mookie Betts hasn't signed a long-term extension and there hasn't been any discussion about it just yet. We'll have some conversation with him going forward, but obviously there will be a point where we hopefully can make a deal or we'll decide at that point what is plan B or plan C, but we haven't gotten to that point, but we're very open to continue discussions with him. Now, obviously the Red Sox are looking for a new general manager and there's been a lot of discussion, even among Betts himself, that he would like to be a free agent after the 2020 season. It's expected that he'll get more than $30 million in arbitration. Listen to what I just said, Jarvis. $30 million in arbitration in the offseason. It says Boston's 2020 payroll is already at $218 million. That's without that. And they said John Henry, principal owner, said that he wants to try to stay under the $208 million competitive balance threshold for 2020, which I think, don't they start like taxing you and fining you and all those kinds of crazy things if you get above things like that? So there is some definite possibility that Maybe Mookie Betts is on the move. Now, I know this is blasphemy, what I'm about to say, for a couple of reasons. Should this team down here look at maybe getting him and bringing him in? Now, one is, well, here's the thing, okay? First thing you're going to say is, well, we got Pache and Waters. Are they ready to be major league talent? Are they ready to start day one next year? Number one is, I don't think either one of those guys will be on the roster opening day. And part of that is not just about their ability. Part of that is, you know how this team handles their young guys, right? Like arbitrate, we got to make sure we got arbitration because that matters, you know, in 8 years from now, even though we're going to sign those guys within 6 months, whatever. Okay. Okay. Because again, I'm going by what they like to do. Okay. So that's my first comment. Second thing is, couldn't this team use a corner outfielder? What if Josh Donaldson doesn't get signed? Okay. Let's say if he doesn't get signed, does that mean Austin Riley moves to third base? Because now that opens another hole. So are you bringing Nick Markakis back in his 13 home runs to play right field, or would you like Mookie Betts running around out there? I'm just asking the question. And then either put Acuna in left and Inciarte in center, or put one of the young guys in center and Acuna in left, or Acuna in center, and I don't know. Here's what I do know, okay? If you have the opportunity to get a 27-year-old MVP outfielder. Now, I know we don't like 27-year-old MVP outfielders' discussions about that, okay? I understand, you know, because we say, oh, he had a terrible year. He was 35 and 100. Yeah, it was a terrible year. Yeah, but your right fielder gave you 13 homers and 65 RBI. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It was a terrible year. He only hit 250. Yeah, but he was on base at 380. It doesn't matter. Okay. I'm just saying. Now, here's the other thing, too, about this. That this would probably require trading some of those precious prospects that we love so much. And we know how this organization and some fans are so deathly afraid. But here's the thing. There's no more rebuild for the Braves. Okay. If nothing else, can we agree on that one point that we're past the rebuild stage? Because that's all I've heard from everybody. Not this year, it's next year. Are they over? They overachieved. It's, you know, next year is the year. Okay, are we past all that? Are we now in the bullseye, dead red, go win a World Series mode? Can we at least agree on that with the Atlanta Braves? Hey, going into next February, they should be one of the teams being talked about to go win the World Series. Or are we still going to hear, no, yeah, we've got our young guys. We're a year away or whatever. Because I'm tired of hearing that. And I don't want to hear any more about next year or anything like that. I got 40-40 guy. I got the best first baseman in baseball. Okay? I got the most, maybe the most underrated player in baseball at second base. I got a lot going on. No more rebuilds, no more. Now it's time to take those assets and go win the World Series. And y'all fussed about, the bats let them down. The bats let them down. Okay, so go get another bat. Go get, because Markakis was 3-for-21 in the playoffs, by the way. You know that, right? Would you rather have Mookie Betts hitting through your order or Nick Markakis hitting through your order? Yeah, but Markakis is a veteran, though. And if you got to pay him $30 million, so what? If I start hearing payroll excuses from the Braves, there's something wrong with this organization. There's something wrong. There's something really wrong if I got to hear about payroll. The Braves aren't on the hook for $200 million next year, folks. Okay? And by the way, if you don't sign Josh Donaldson, let's say Mookie Betts does get $30 million. Well, you gave Josh Donaldson $23. You can't give seven more to go get Mookie Betts? And yeah, maybe you have to give up Ian Anderson. Maybe you have to give up a Pache or Waters. So, here's what I know about him versus those guys. Those guys don't have an MVP in the league. Those guys don't have a silver slugger. Oh, he's got multiple Silver Sluggers. I know what Mookie Betts is. This goes back to the idea of, you know, it's great to sit there and fantasize and romanticize, but all those pitching prospects that y'all talked about, 90% of them did jack squat. And hell, the two guys that you had do something, manager wouldn't pitch them in the playoffs anyway. So what the hell difference did it make for the two guys that did so well? Hell, they didn't get a chance to play in the playoffs anyway. He went with the two guys that went 16 and 14. Because they're bulldogs and they're veterans. So what the hell difference does it make if those young pitchers come through or not? Hell, they don't get to pitch in the playoffs anyway. As long as that guy's in the dugout. As long as we got guys that stand up at the top step. Come on, Rhino. Come on, Rhino. Can the Braves be in that discussion? If he really is going to get traded, if there's a possibility, and the Braves have, what, the best minor league system in baseball again, right? How many years in a row am I going to hear about that? Braves are number one. All right, so start taking, because let me tell you, you know what the Red Sox did when they had the number one prospect in all of Major League Baseball? You know what they did with him? Traded him to the White Sox. For who? Chris Sale. And yeah, Johan Moncada is a pretty good player. But you know what? Chris Sale got him a World Series. Let me repeat that for those that are driving in traffic, stuck in dark, and didn't quite hear that. They gave up the number one prospect in all of Major League Baseball to go get a 300 strikeout pitcher to finish off their team and go win a World Series. Can we go do that? Because I can tell you, they're not going after Gerrit Cole. I don't think the Braves are going to be in that kind of league. And if Mookie Betts isn't here that long, so what? You think the L.A. Rams, you know, people are like fussing about the L.A. Rams. The L.A. Rams are trying to win the Super Bowl this year. Like, you can't sit here and get all narrow-minded and think that, oh, yeah, we got to think about the future. Ask the Falcons how that works. Ask the Falcons. You don't think Arthur Blank put all his chips in on his young guy? Sign Debo. Sign Grady. Sign Julio. Sign Matt. Let's go win the Super Bowl, okay? 1-5. You know, you can't sit around and wait and hope and speculate. I hope the Braves get in on this. They could use a corner outfielder today. And how much fun would it be to have him running on the bases with Ozzie and Acuna and everybody? Let those guys run wild, man. Turn them loose and let them run wild. All right, when we get back, if things don't go well for the Falcons over these next couple of weeks they go into bye, would you be in favor of starting to give some of their younger guys a bigger role and more of a look? We'll talk about that next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back in the Kia Studios with you on a Thursday night. It is the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you till 8 o'clock. We'll take you right up to NFL action, Kansas City Chiefs to the Denver Broncos, pregame at 8:20 kickoff, 404-741-0929. That's the phone line. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can interact with the show that way. The best way is through my personal Twitter handle. It is at JMCH316, at JMCH316. We'll preview Falcons tomorrow as the LA Rams come in. After getting pushed around to where, what was Jared Goff's final tally? Was it 78 yards passing that he had the other day in that game where that, 0-for-9 on third down where that rugged 49ers defense. And look, for all the talk about Kyle Shanahan and what a great job he's done and how good that team is and all that, is anybody going to talk about John Lynch and what he did to help build that kind of team? I mean, doesn't that have a little bit more of John Lynch's personality? Because their defensive line is as good as there is in the NFL right now. I mean, it ain't like Garoppolo's out there throwing for 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns. You know, they're a win at the line of scrimmage type of team. Isn't it amazing what happens in the NFL when you win at the line of scrimmage? Isn't that a great thing, Jarvis? Yeah. Yeah. Well, Coleman scored, I think, his first touchdown of the year last week, didn't he? I think Tevin Coleman scored his first touchdown against the Rams. But their offensive and defense, they're back to what they did when they had Harbaugh there. Hey, let's have the best offensive and defensive lines in football, and we can probably win. We don't have to have, you know, the number one quarterback in the league, but as long as we got a guy who's pretty good and we can run the football, we know we can stop people. Anyway. So we'll preview all that tomorrow. We may even have a guest to help us figure it all out. So I was thinking a little bit about this today. Look, it's not out of the realm of possibility that the Falcons could drop these next two games. Obviously, the Rams were the team that was in the Super Bowl last year. Seattle, a Super Bowl champion themselves and a team that's been to multiple playoffs the last few years, certainly still one of the better organizations in the NFL. And a pretty good team to boot. By the way, they beat the – but you know the Rams, by the way, too, if they lose to the Falcons, they'd be on a four-game losing streak themselves. And we talked about the stat yesterday that if the Falcons lose, that'd be a five-game losing streak. That'd be the third time in 5 years that this team's had a five-game losing streak. But that aside, that's frustrating enough. The thought process I had is if this team is 1-7 going into the bye, okay, I'm not saying tank, because you don't tank in the NFL, but is it time to start thinking about maybe giving some other guys some looks? For instance, okay, I'm not telling you Ito Smith should be a starting running back in the NFL, but at the same time, I don't think 24 is going to be back on this team next year. I don't think Devontae Freeman's a guy who's going to be back next year. Should the Falcons at least give him, Ito Smith, more of a look and see what you have in him? Give Kadri Ollison some more playing time and see what you have in him that you drafted him? Because if you're 1-7 and you got guys that won't be here next year, and that might be the coach, by the way, and I understand – Dan's trying to win. I get that. Dan's fighting for his life and trying to win. But then we also heard the report that said that as long as there's progress or whatever that means. My point is that if the guys you have aren't getting it done, why not give some other guys some looks? For instance, how about John Kaminsky at defensive end? Would he be any good? I don't know. Here's what I do know, okay? And I tweeted this out earlier at JMCH316. Do you know that right now, me, John Michael Chukri, the Georgia Rattlesnake, Doc Sock, okay? Do you know that I'm tied for fifth on the Atlanta Falcons in sacks? There are only four guys on the Atlanta Falcons roster who have more sacks than me. Do you know that there are only two guys on the Atlanta Falcons roster that have more than a one sack lead over me? You know that, Jarvis? One guy's only got half a sack more than I do. Another guy's only got one more sack than I do. So there's only two guys on the roster after six games that are beating me by over one sack. Me. Like I said, I'm fifth right now on the Atlanta Falcons roster in sacks. So if the guys you have can't get it done, okay? Because now some people are starting to say, well, maybe they don't have the right personnel. All right, try some new people. How about that? Try Kaminsky. Put Sheffield in more. Let's see what he can do. How about Kadri Ollison? I mean, let's see what some of these guys can do. Stick them out there. Let me tell you, could Kendall Sheffield be any worse than what 26 has been? Could John Kaminsky be, listen, if I'm appearing in the stat sheet as often as your starting defensive end is, and you're telling me it's not a scheme thing or my head coach is running the defense, all right, change up some of the personnel. Let some of your young guys play. Let me ask you this. Would it be a bad thing to feature Calvin Ridley more in the passing game? Would it be a bad thing to feature him more? I mean, he's going to be here moving forward. I don't think 12 is here next year. You think 12 is here next year? I don't think Mohamed Sanu is going to be here. I don't. Julio will be here. But I know what Julio is. Why not give Calvin Ridley some more run? By the way, did you see a stat, Jarvis? I don't know if this is right. Is Julio Jones only playing 67% of the plays so far this year? Is that stat right? Or was that just last week that he only played 67% of the plays? Or is that for the year? There's a stat out there like that. Either it was last week that he only played 67% of the plays, or for the year he's only played 67% of the plays. I hope to God it was only last week, Because if you're telling me that Julio Jones is only playing 67% of the plays, there's something really wrong with the offensive scheme that you're running for the year. So Julio Jones for the year is only played in 68% of the offensive plays. Now, I understand that there are some times when Julio pulls himself off the field. I get that. In what world should Julio Jones only be on the field 2 out of 3 plays? I can understand a game here, a game there, because you get dinged up or something happens. But over the course of 6 games, the best wide receiver in football is only on the field 2 out of every 3 plays. That doesn't sound right to me. Is that normal? Maybe somebody can help me out and help me understand if that's normal or not. That doesn't seem very normal to me. So why not give some of these guys some more run? Now listen, DeAndre Hopkins, Jarvis just told me, is 98%. Okay. I mean, if you told me Julio was 75%, I'd feel a lot better. Because I know Julio will pull himself off at times. Okay. That's 3 out of 4 plays. Okay, I can live with that. 2 out of 3? So 1/3 of the time when we run an offense, he's not on the field? Huh? What the hell is going on up there? What the hell am I missing up there? The one greatest asset that I have, I just made the guy the highest paid guy in the NFL. The best asset, one of the best assets I could ever have. I'm not using him? What am I missing here? Jeez. He played 82% against Philadelphia? Okay. And that's the game that they won. I think last week it was only like 67% too, by the way. I think it was only like 2 out of 3 last week. But for the year, Jarvis, you've got it. 68%. I mean, if you're only going to play him 2 out of 3 plays, hell, let's feature Calvin Ridley more. Why not? Let's put, hell, like I said, John Kaminsky can't be any worse. Where's Deedon Snott? Is he still on the roster, Jarvis? Have you seen? You go up to Flowery Branch. He's still on the roster? Okay. Okay, then if you're not going to play him, then what are you going to do with him? Just for practice squad purposes? Dress him and see. Could he be any worse? I mean, I'm not telling you Tyler Davison's been all that bad, but hell, why not give him a shot? Why not give Deedon Snott? Why not figure out? Because here's the thing. If Deedon Snott can't play in the NFL, then don't have him on your roster next year. I mean, seriously. I mean, if it's time to start cleaning up house and getting house in order, okay, then start figuring out some of your – if Ito Smith isn't good enough to be a legitimate number two back in the NFL, then don't have him. Unless you tell me he's a great special teams player. You know, Russell Gage, I understand, is an average wide receiver, but he's a really good special teams player. I can live with that. But if you can't play special teams, then why don't you find out positionally what these guys are? Now, listen, they get 3 and 5 going into the break? Okay, let's go. Let's roll the dice and see what happens with our guys, and maybe we get things turned around. Always wishful thinking, huh? All right, when we get back, time for What's Bugging Chukri. Reason number 418,000 as to why it may not be such a good idea to be swimming around in the ocean. I'll explain all that next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 929 The Game. Sports Radio 929 The Game. Back in the Kia Studios with you, John Chuckery Show. About another 17 minutes to go, then we'll get you into some NFL football as Kansas City. By the way, have they lost 2 in a row, Kansas City? Haven't they dropped back-to-back games themselves? Yeah. Yeah, I think they've got a 2-game losing streak going themselves. They're going to Denver tonight in old-fashioned AFC West showdown. 8:20 kickoff on all that. We'll be back tomorrow night. 300 yards rushing? Oh, Kansas City's given up over 3. Jarvis tells me Kansas City's given up over 300 yards rushing the last 2 games. That's a pretty stout number in the NFL to be giving up that many. Whew. Good. Yeah. Goodness gracious. Well, listen, we know they don't play a lot of defense. Defense be damned out of all of it. 404-741-0929. That's our phone line. That's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. If you want to interact, follow us on Twitter at JMCH316, at JMCH316. He's at JarvisD90, at JarvisD90. Let's get to a What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Buggin' Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, recently a shark, a great white shark, and by the way, this comes from the Charlotte Observer. This, although it is from, it's also from the AP as well. So recently, a great white shark was captured. You know, they capture some of these sharks and they tag them and send them back out and they name them and all that kind of stuff. This particular shark, Jarvis, his name is Vimy, V-I-M-Y, Vimy. Okay, and they use the satellite and they travel and they see what it's done. It's been up in Nova Scotia and all around and all this kind of stuff, whatever like that. Okay, Vimy, by the way, okay, Jarvis, is 14 foot long and just about 1,200 pounds. 14 foot long, 1,200 pound great white shark. That's pretty good, huh? They found Vimy with bite marks on top of its head, to where researchers are saying that even larger sized sharks are wrapping their head around this shark and biting down on it. They say, like, during mating process and stuff like that, sharks can be very aggressive to one another. And, of course, you know, sharks only do two things. They eat, well, three things. They eat, they swim, they make more sharks. That's all that they do. They're the perfect eating machine on Earth. Now, imagine, again, Jarvis, a 14-foot, 1,200-pound shark that has sharks wrapping their mouth around his head and biting down on him. Reason number 417,912 to not go in the ocean. Again, I heard Wes Durham say this. When you step foot into the ocean, you automatically become the visiting team. Can you imagine you grab a hold of a shark, 14 foot long, 1,200 pounds, and researchers tell you that, oh yeah, there's bigger sharks than that biting down on the shark's head. Like, they're using that shark for bait. This is why I always go back to, Jarvis, no matter what we think we can do as humans, Mother Nature kicks our butt every time. Okay? You can think we can pollute this and pollute that. Oh, the fluorocarbons and the emissions and all that. Okay. Go look at the research that was done, you know, when Mount, Pinatubo exploded in Japan a couple of decades ago, and the research that was done on that. It was like every car combined times a million couldn't put out enough fluorocarbons as to what that one volcanic eruption put out. You got 14-foot, 1,200-pound sharks that are bait in the ocean. What's your little 5'10", 165-pound self going to do? And there are people that want to get in those cages and go down and hang with those creatures. I've never been one that I wanted to scuba dive or swim with sharks or hang around exotic undersea, because, again, I don't like being the visiting team. I got enough things above the water that you got to fight, okay? Let alone I get in somewhere where I'm completely out of my element. No thanks. I don't want to be in an environment where 14-foot-long, 1,200-pound sharks get their head bitten on by even bigger sharks. Imagine how big that friggin' shark was that bit that shark. It looked at that shark at 14 foot long and 1,200 pounds and said, eh, ain't so bad. No thanks. Miss me with the idea of going deep sea diving and snorkeling and hanging out in some shark cage. God bless you if that's what you want to do. But here's the thing. If you become bait, you got nobody to blame but yourself at that point. And I ain't sending the Coast Guard after you. I don't want them getting eaten up either. I saw Jaws. I know how this works. And that's just bugging Chuckery. 404-741-0929 is the phone line. That's also our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. Hey, Saturday, and you know, the weather as of right now has got some strange things that looks like it's going to happen. And there is some rain in the forecast for Saturday morning. But we got a busy Saturday morning. We're going to be college football game time. We're going to be in the Gulch broadcasting leading up to Atlanta United action. So Atlanta United will get started with a pregame at 12:30, 1 o'clock kickoff versus New England for MLS playoff action. We'll be doing college football game time. Myself, Goforth, and Randy Mack. We'll be there from 9 to 11 in the Gulch broadcast and college football game time. And then 11 to 12:30, Jarvis, Doc Sock, and Joe Patrick give you the pre-game for Atlanta United. So it will be live from the Gulch as well. So definitely come on through. If you're in the area, you're around the Gulch, from 9 to 12:30, we'll be broadcasting live from the Gulch. College football game time till 11, and then till 12:30, leading right into pregame. It'll be Joe Patrick and myself getting you ready for Atlanta United action as well. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a Doc Sock Marathon. So, got your college football. I got your soccer. Got you covered on all different bases and such like that. So, maybe we'll throw a Braves question or two out to Joe. You know, because I think he's a big, you know, believer in that whole Bobby Cox thing and Snitker and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think he'd be right there at the top of the steps clapping, "Come on, Rhino. Come on, Rhino. Come on, Rhino." So, anyway. I usually yell at Joe too when I get together with Joe. If we're interviewing him on the phone or in person or whatever like that, usually it ends up I yell at him about something. So, by the way, Texter says 14 foot isn't really big for a shark. Let me tell you, I'm 5'10". 14 foot's pretty big to me. That's big enough for a great white. Listen, I understand. Like, there are whale sharks and blue sharks and stuff like that are much bigger creatures or whatever. I understand that. But if you're a 14-foot-long great white and something is biting down on your head, see ya, deuces. All right, we get back. Time for the Love TKO. Hand off to NFL football. It's all next. John Chuckery, Sports Radio, 9 to the game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.